Days of an Aleph, we're up to the two dots in the middle of the page. So the Mishnah said Vela Yerakos, right? The Aleph Tishrei was the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. So what does that mean? Tana, La Yerakos, Vela Maisros, Vela Nadarim. The Braisa says that Aleph Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, for Maiser, and also for Nadarim. So the Gemara says, Li Yerakos, Maininu, Maiser Yarek. So the problem is, if saying that Aleph Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, and that means the Chi of Meiser, again, we alluded to this a little bit earlier in the Masechta, that Aleph Tishrei becomes this line of demarcation, where any vegetables that grew before Aleph Tishrei, you have to do Afreshes Meisers from that crop, from those vegetables, and you can't separate them with the vegetables from afterwards. But isn't that just included in the case of Meiser? Why are there two separate, you know, categories or cases in the Braisa of Yerakos and Meisros? To which the Gemara says, no, Tana de Rabbanan Katani de Orai. So there's two different cases of Meiser here. Meiser Yerek, Meiser of vegetables, is only Nidurabanan. In contrast, the case of Meisros and the Braisa is talking about Meiser de Oraisa, which is specifically dug on Tirosh Vietzer, right? Grain, wine, and oil. So then the question becomes, the Lisne de Oraisa Bereisha, why doesn't the Braisa or the Mishnah start out with Meiser de Oraisa and then transition to Meiser de Rabanan? So the Gemara says, Aidi de Chaviva le Akhtima. The Gemara quotes, has this kind of answer in several places, which is that because apparently the Tana preferred, or he found the concept of Meiser Durabanan to be more endearing or special because it's derived from a drasha, it's not explicit. So for some textual reason, he decided to talk about Meiser Durabanan first. Then the next question is Velisne Meiser. Why does the Braisa say Ma'asros in the plural if we're only talking about one type of Meiser? So the Gemara says, no, Echad Meiser Behema, Echad Meiser Dug. And we also alluded to this a little bit earlier in the Masechta, which is that there's actually two types of Meiser that are being alluded to here. One is the regular case of Meiser on grain. That's the regular Meiser Do'oraisa we were just discussing. But the other is Meiser Behema, right? The fact that every 10th animal you have to, from your flock, you have to designate as a karban. So both of those cases fall under this rubric of Aleph Tishrei. In other words, any animal from your flock before Aleph Tishrei is one chiv of Meiser Behema, and anyone after Aleph Tishrei is a separate chiv, and the same is true for the grain, for the wine, for the oil, as well as for the vegetables. Then the Gemara says, Velisne Yerek. Again, why does the Braisa say Yerakos in the plural? If we're only talking about Meiser on vegetables, it sounds like it's just one case. So the Gemara says, no, Trei Gavne Yerek. There's two cases of vegetables that are being alluded to in the Braisa. Disnan, Mishnah Meseches Shivias, Yerek HaNegad Mishe Yeyagid, V'She'eno Negad Mishe Yamali Asakli. The Mishnah Meseches Shivias distinguishes between different types of vegetables in terms of when is the Gemara Malacha for that vegetable. As we've already spoken about earlier, the concept of gemar malacha, when the product, in this case the vegetable, is fully formed or fully produced, that's when the chiyuv of afreshes meisros kicks in. So if you have a type of a vegetable that's ne'egad, that's normally sold in a bundle, so then gemar malacha occurs when you bundle it together with all the other vegetables. But if you have a type of a vegetable that's not normally ne'egad, that's eno ne'egad, that's not typically put in a bundle, so then that vegetable reaches the point of gemar malacha once you fill it up in a kli. So that's why the Braisa says Yerakos in the plural, because it's alluding to these two cases of vegetables. Fine. Then the Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan, Liket Yarak Erev Rosh Hashanah Achilo Tavo Hashemesh. The Chazar Velikin Misha Tavo Hashemesh Ain Tormenu Maasrin Mizel Zeh Lefisha Ain Tormenu Maasrin Lomen Achadash Al Yashan Velomen Ayashan Al Achadash Im Haisa Shnia Nichnesses Lishlishes Shnia Meiser Rishon Umeiser Sheni Shlishes Meiser Rishon Umeiser Ani. So the Gemara quotes two halachas that are, you know, basically identical conceptually. The first is, let's say for example a person went ahead and they picked picked a vegetable right before Shkia on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And then they went ahead and picked another one right after Shkia. Now, obviously, we're not talking about a Jew picking it after Shkia because it's already Yontif. You can't pick anything. But let's say a non-Jew picked the vegetable after Shkia and Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says that those two vegetables are considered to be completely different in terms of their status. You can't separate Trumos and Maestros from the vegetable picked before Shkia for the one after. And the Gemara says the same concept is true for, let's say, the line of demarcation is from the second to the third year in a Shemitah cycle. As we'll see in a second of the Gemara, there are certain halachos, certain types of Maestro that change depending on the year of the Shemitah cycle that you're up to. So for example, in the third and the sixth year of a Shemitah cycle, you give Meiser Ani instead of Meiser Sheni, whereas in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, you give Meiser Sheni instead of Meiser Ani. So the Gemara says, let's say one vegetable was picked 5 minutes before Shkia on Rosh Hashanah, in other words, 5 minutes before Shkia of Rosh Hashanah at the end of the second year, and the other one was picked 5 minutes after on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the third year. So again, it's the same thing. The one from the second year is Meiser Sheni, the one from the third year is Meiser Ani. So the question is, Menahani Mili, how do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Ki Sechalel Aseres Kol Maaser Tivuas Echab Hashanah Shelishes Shnas HaMaaser. Shana she'in ba'ela ma'aser echad. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Parshas Kisavo in the context of vidui and biur ma'aseros, the chiyuv, the obligation to remove certain types of produce and ma'aser from your house. So the pasuk says that when you finish up, when you deplete all the ma'aser from your grain in the third year, the year of the ma'aser. So what does that mean? The Gemara says that pasuk is alluding to the fact that there's only one ma'aser that's given in the third year, namely ma'aser ani. So haketzad ma'aser rishon u'ma'aser ani u'ma'aser sheni yavakel. So on the one hand, you can argue that in the third year there's only a chiyuv of ma'aser rishon and ma'aser ani, but there's no chiyuv of ma'aser sheni, as we just alluded to. Oh, eino ela af ma'aser rishon nami yavakel. Or maybe one can argue that maybe in the third year there's nothing but ma'aser ani. Even ma'aser rishon is out the window. Even the regular chiyuv of ma'aser to give a tenth to the levy, maybe that's out the window too. The Gemara says no, it's not true. Talmud lomar v'al halvim tedaber v'yamar to alehem ki sekhu me'is bnei Yisrael asam ma'aser asher nosati lochem me'itam benachal aschem hikishu akasov lenachala ma'nachala in lohefsek af ma'aser rishon in lohefsek. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Parshas Korach that where Hashem says to tell to the levim that when you take ma'aser from bnei Yisrael, in other words from the Yisraelim, that I'm going to give you benachal aschem as part of your Yerusha. So the Gemara makes a comparison that just as nachala, just as inheritance is something where there's no break in the action. In other words, once a person dies, his Yerusha, his Nachala, passes on to his kids and it keeps going. There's no break. So the same is true when it comes to Ma'aser Rishon, meaning to say there is no year in which Ma'aser Rishon is not given. Then the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi, that's the Gersa here, Ki Sechalela Aser, Shana She'in Ba'ala Ma'aser Echad. As we noted, in the third year, there's only one Ma'aser, namely Ma'aser Ani. So Haketzad, Ma'aser Rishon u'Ma'aser Ani Ma'aser Rishon u'Ma'aser Ani u'Ma'aser Sheni Yevatel. So again, as we noted, on the third year you only have Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani, but Ma'aser Sheni is out the window in the third year. So the Gemara says Yochalaf Ma'aser Rishon Nami Yevatel. I would have said there's not even Ma'aser Rishon in the third year, which again was the Hava Amina that we had before. The Gemara says no. Talmud Lomar Uva Halevi Kolzman Sheba Tein Lo Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda has a different pasuk, also from Parshas Korach, that says Uva Halevi. So Uva Halevi has the connotation that basically the Levi can come at any time he wants to take Meiser, meaning to say any year of the Shemitah cycle, obviously except for Shemitah itself, but every other year of the Shemitah cycle is subject to the Chiyuv of a Meiser. However, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Eino Tzarech, Harehu Omer Vel Halvim Tedaber V'yomar Ta'alehem Ki Sikchu Me'is Bnei Yisrael Asama Aser Asher Nosati Lochem Eitam Menachal Aschem Hikishu HaKosov Lenachala Manachala Ein Lohefsek Af Meiser Rishon Ein Lohefsek. To which Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Yehuda and says, you don't have to come on to that other pasuk in Parshas Korach, or the pasuk of Uva Halevi, because we already have another pasuk that we just quoted a second ago in Parshas Korach with the comparison to Nachala. That's the source for the idea that there's no break in the action and that a Levi can collect Meiser in any year of the Shemitah cycle. Okay. Then we said V'lan Nedarim. We said that Aleph Tishrei is also the line of demarcation. It's the Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim. So what does that mean? Tana Rabbanan Hamudar Hana'a Mechaveru L'Shana Modesh Ne'masar Chodesh Miyom Liyom V'mamar L'Shana Zo Afilu Lo Aman Ela Be'esim Mesisha Be'elo Kevin Shehigil Yomecha Besishrei Also Lo Shana. So if a person basically said that he's not going to benefit from his friend for a year, so then he has to wait 12 months before he can benefit. But if he said Lashana Zo for this year, so let's say he made that neder on Chav Tes Elul, so once Aleph Tishrei rolls around, that year is over, and then he's allowed to benefit from his friend again. And the Gemara clarifies, Afilu l'man d'amar yom echa b'shana eino chashuv shana, litza uri nashi kabil alei, v'ha yitztar alei. And even if, generally speaking, you deny the principle of yom echa b'shana, which we spoke a lot about earlier in the Masechta, right? Even if you deny Reb Meir's principle of yom echa b'shana chashuv shana, and you think that one day in the year is not good enough, which normally would mean, okay, so how could the neder being made on Chav Tes Elul will be enough? The answer is that the whole purpose of the neder was just to afflict yourself, and you did afflict yourself, even if it was only minimally, even if it was only for one day, that's enough to satisfy the parameters of the neder. Then the Gemara says, Ve'ema Nisan, why are we assuming that Aleph Tishrei Dafka should be the demarcation for these nedarim? Maybe he meant Nisan, because Nisan, in a sense, is also called the Rosh Hashanah, as we saw back in the opening Mishnah, to which the Gemara says, no, B'nedarim Halech Achar L'Shon Ben Yadam, a famous idea which the Gemara Nedarim develops in many, many places, which is that in the realm of Hilchos Nedarim, we always follow the common lingo. Whatever people think, whatever people say, that's what we follow. So most people refer to Tishrei as the Rosh Hashanah. Most people refer to Tishrei as the beginning of the year. So even if technically Nisan could, you know, theoretically be called the Rosh Hashanah, but for the purposes of Nedarim, we're going to view it as Tishrei. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah Meseches Maisros, Hatilton Misha Titzmach, Hatavua Vahazesim Misha Aviu Shlish. The Mishnah is again describing various lines of demarcation for different types of vegetables as to when the Gemar Malacha arrives for that type of produce for the purpose of Meiser. So for example, the Mishnah says when it comes to fenugreek, so for fenugreek, once it starts to sprout, that's when Gemar Malacha arrives. In contrast, when it comes to things like grain or olives. So Gemara Melacha is reached once it's developed by at least a third. So the Gemara asks, "My Misha Titzmach." What does that mean? The Mishnah says that fenugreek reaches Gemara Melacha once it sprouts. Fenugreek sprouts almost immediately after you plant it. So the Gemara says, "No, Misha Titzmach Lizra'im." The Mishnah meant that once it sprouts to such a degree that now it can be turned into a seed. So that's the point of Gemara Melacha for fenugreek. And then we said, "Hatevuah v'hazisim Misha Yaviu Shlish Menahan Emile." How do we know that in terms of grain and in terms of olives that it has to ripen at least a third before reaching Gemara Melacha? Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Umatu ba Mishmei de Rav Yosi Agalili, Amar Kra, Miketz Sheva Shanim b'Moed Shenasa Shemita b'Chaga Sukkos. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayelech, when the Pasuk is introducing the mitzvah of Hakel, it says at the end of the Shemitah year on Sukkot. That's when Hakel was, and Hakel was done on the Sukkot following the Shemitah year. So the Gemara asks, Shenasa Shemita Mayavite b'Chaga Sukkos Shminasi. In other words, the Pasuk is a little bit misleading because Hakel occurs on Sukkot of the eighth year. Why does the Pasuk say Miketz Sheva Shanim b'Moed Shnas Hashmitah? It's not Shemitah anymore. It's the year after Shemitah. Why is the Pasuk referring to Hakel by with the moniker of Shemitah? So the Gemara says, "El Lomer Lecha Kol Tivua Shehivia Shlish B'Shvias Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Atenoig Bo Minak Shvias B'Shminas." The Gemara has a chiddush from this Pasuk, which is that any grain, any produce that has grown at least a third by, in other words, by Rosh Hashanah after Shemitah, by the Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, you have to treat that produce as if it has Kedusha Shemitah even into the eighth year. In other words, the point is that it's basically considered to be Shemitah produce, even if the majority of it grew in the eighth year. So then the Gemara asks, "Amar Reb Zeira Reb Asi, V'Dilma Lo Ayel Klal, V'Kama Rachamana Tashmi V'Seizel Ar Chag HaSukkos." Maybe that's not what the Pasuk in Vayelech means at all. Maybe the Pasuk meant as follows. Let's say the produce hasn't grown at all. The produce hasn't started to grow at all on Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, but maybe there's a Chiddush HaTorah that the Halachos of Shemitah extend until Sukkot of the eighth year, which is not such a crazy thing because we've already spoken about it earlier in the Masechta, the concept of Tosefes, right? It's not crazy to say that, oh, maybe it extends, you know, a few weeks beyond the parameters of Shemitah. So maybe that's all the Pasuk meant, to which the Gemara says, no. Lo salka daitach tichsiv, v'chag ha'asif b'tzeis ha'shana. The Pasuk says, right, in Parshas Kisisa, in Parshas Mishpatim, it says that Sukkot is described as the chag ha'asif, right, the holiday of the gathering at the end of the year. So my asif, what does that mean? It's the holiday of the gathering. Ilema chag habab is manasifa, hachsiv ba'aspecha. It can't be, in other words, be referring to Sukkot as the holiday that comes at the time when the grain is gathered, because the Pasuk in Re'eh already describes Sukkot with the word ba'aspecha. So this Pasuk would appear to be superfluous. I don't need another Pasuk describing Sukkot in the same way. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ma'i asif, katsir. Rather, when the Pasuk describes Sukkot as the chag ha'asif, the holiday of the gathering, it's referring specifically to the harvest. V'kim lehulu rabbanan, d'chol tevua sheniktsura b'chag, b'yadua shehevia shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, v'kakari labet seis Hashanah. So Chazal had this tradition that any produce, any grain that's harvested on Sukkot, you know that it grew at least a third before Rosh Hashanah, and the Pasuk refers to it as B'tzeis Hashanah. It's the end of the year. In other words, you see from here that produce that grew even a little bit in the Shemitah year, even if the majority of it grew in the eighth year, still qualifies as Shemitah produce.